featured in the Sawyer Advisory Council agreement.
I got it.
So go ahead and keep doing it.
And they don't just don't put a little bit.
I wish I had my phone.
This stuff is just, it's floating right in the shoreline stream, headed to the drain pipe underneath, and it's at the edge of the road. That's how much they put in there. And I have eyewitnesses that see them carrying buckets over there.
December meeting of Public Works is going to begin.
Can we have everybody's attention, please?
7:52.
Make a motion, we approve the minutes.
Oh, we're not going to stand for the pledge?
Oh, yeah!
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Legislator Nolan would like to move the minutes of November 6th. Do I hear a second? Manager Green? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. We will move on to Resolution 501. This resolution approves the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county with Panichi Holding Court, which is also known as Royal Carding. Do I hear a motion?
For purposes of discussion.
Second?
Second it.
Just clarification on the dual screen.
Yeah, so we went out to bid. Prices are about 30% higher across the board. I didn't consider what's the overall ad.
It's closer to 50%. It's about $40,000 on top of what we're paying.
My recommendation would be that we do this one-year extension. I mean, the only company that submitted a bid on this was Royal, and they increased their cost to do dual stream by 50%. I think we need to rethink this. This only is a year. And I think that we should consider, you know, doing this for a year. It also has our 30-day cancellation to where if we're able to go a step further and find other people who may submit on a future bid, we could always cancel this contract. But they did not want to sign this one-year extension to begin with because they wanted to increase the prices.
So would you be able to continue with them but pull out certain elements of it then if we found a viable single stream recycling?
Dual stream?
It's single stream except for the fibers.
Right now it's single stream.
Yeah.
Mark, could I like to add, so there's only one bid, and that's Royal. We don't think there are going to be any other bids because this is a piggyback on the OGS contract that only goes for 11 months. So that's why I think we're not getting any bids besides Royal. And if we transition from single stream with Royal to dual stream with Royal, it would be a relatively smooth transition. As soon as we get the dual stream contract approved, we can then terminate the single stream contract.
That's fine. Okay.
At our pleasure, it says.
But
30 days.
I don't know that I would recommend just switching to a 50% increase in dual stream, and we can go back out. We chose because of the timing. We didn't have time to do a full, county only bid. We tried to piggyback off OGS, which is a mini bid system. If we do a full bid and open it up to anybody, even those not on the OGS, maybe we get a better answer. We can still cancel this if we get better prices. This is just extending it further.
Legislator Green and Chair Bartels.
Yeah, I think considering that the work for dual stream is already being done within the building, it's outrageous that they would charge 50% more.
It's their own choice.
Part of the reason price goes up is under the current contract, we don't pay for recycling. We reaped the benefit of the economy 6 years ago where people were giving recycling away for free because they could sell the product easily. Now nobody's buying.
Yeah.
So in addition to the increased cost of garbage pickup, we now also have to pay for the recycling going forward.
And I will just add, next time, even if we were to do single stream, we will see a drastic increase.
Absolutely.
In our prices on our next bid.
Come 2021,
like
there's no doubt garbage price goes up.
But if I may?
Chair Bartel and then Legislator Green.
Just part of the reason that the prices have gone up is because of single stream and the quality of the material from dual stream. There are other reasons, and some of us are working very hard to address them and to actually have Ulster County approach zero waste. But I would like us to get to dual stream as quickly as possible. So if it means adopting this and then going out to bid and then we have the opportunity to cancel, to me that makes sense, because I think they're pushing us to do that by charging 50% more.
Yeah, so I just wanted to clarify, adopting this is adopting the increase, the 1 year, the what was originally brought before us.
Yeah.
I think going out to a full bid, not just off the piggybacked off the OGS, is a good suggestion. And I think Don has made an astute observation that we are benefiting from a bid that happened before the markets crashed. But I share, as everyone knows, I think Legislator Green's concerns, and I find it so frustrating that we're separating in this building just to know that it's all being dumped together and being essentially turned into waste. I think I don't want that to be misconstrued to say that we should stop separating in any of our buildings, because what we learned when the town transfer stations went to consolidating everything but the fibers is that it's hard to go back when you're already in a system where you have people accustomed to making the separation. I think it's smart for us to stay with that, even if it's essentially right now on the show. But it's very, very frustrating. So I look forward to getting updates on the bid and the bid returns, the new bid, not the current.
All right, so we're ready to call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so moved. Next, Resolution 536, amending Capital Project 482, Countywide Radio System, Department of Emergency Communications, Emergency Management.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Second. Any questions? We do have Steve Peterson is here.
No, I think
anybody
we have
any questions? No? Oh, no. I know. I had a lot that she answered, though.
Yeah.
You know, essentially, my question had been there's software updates.
Mm-hmm.
There's communication that some of the older fire departments have, and the response was that this will interface, and there is a contract for continued maintenance and software updates,
yeah, this
correct?
Yeah, this is going to be a complete frequency change from what we are currently operating in. We're currently operating in the fire service on a low-band frequency. We're going to be moving to a high band frequency, and within the project, all of these subscriber units, which are the radios and the apparatus for the departments, are included in the project proposal. So communication will be there across the board for all services, law enforcement, fire, and police. Sorry.
So for local fire departments that are not so financially well off, this would be taken care of for them, you're saying?
This is updated? Yes.
Okay.
The radios, the chief's cars,
right.
The portables are.
And that's why I had kept asking you over the past couple of years, because that was the questions that was coming to me
right.
From some of these fire departments that just didn't have the money. Well, how are we going to participate if we can't afford to get the modern mm-hmm. stuff? But now you just answered my question.
Right.
And that's great. Very good. Yeah?
Legislator Nolan?
Same question. Thank
okay.
you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're ready to call the vote then. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Okay. Next, Resolution Number 540, amending Capital Project Number 479, Ulster County Midtown Lanier Park, authorizing the Ulster County Executive to execute agreements, certifications, and reimbursement request for federal aid on behalf of Ulster County with the New York State Department of Transportation for funding right-of-way acquisition. This is amending the 2019 capital budget.
I'll move it.
Second.
Okay. Okay. Open for discussion?
I think we've heard a lot about this.
I know, but you know, this is me. I would have liked somewhere within the resolves that we had a list of the 11 properties, or herein attached.
Maybe they can be sent to us.
Well, I know what they are, but yeah.
So they've been provided to the legislature previously. Independently, they are in the design document that's posted on our website. They are in your determination and finding packet that's
okay.
Related to Resolution 539. And again, the important thing here is there are 11 properties where the owners go all the way back to the 1870s, and we literally can't find anyone to even negotiate with to clear the titles on these properties. The only one that's living is Herzog's. That's a temporary easement for us to improve a crosswalk so people can get safely into the supermarket there. And Brad Jordan met with me in the field and is completely amenable to it. So again, this is really a mechanism, as the attorney said at the November 12th public hearing, to just try to figure out how we get clear title so we can expend federal funds on a trail on the property. And this authorizes $110,000. That's what was authorized in the grant. We think it will be well below that once the appraisals come in. But we had put in $10,000 per acquisition just as kind of a placeholder, because if you don't put in high, you can't go back to the grant source and say, oh, I underestimated this.
Any other questions? I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Next, resolution number 541, amending capital project 475, slope analysis and stabilization, increasing funding for construction of DeWitt Lake Road slope stabilization project in the town of Rosendale.
Moved.
Second.
If I'm not, I'd like to be added as a sponsor, please.
Okay.
Oh, and if I could be added as a sponsor on 540.
Sure, me too.
And this one. Why not?
No discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
So moved.
Manor Joe and Kathy Nolan.
Yes.
Okay. Sponsor.
Resolution.
540.
Yeah, gotcha. How about Herb Litz? Herb, did you want to be a sponsor on 541?
Yeah.
Okay.
Resolution number 543, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a rider to the existing lease agreement with Spring Lake Fire Department for additional space to be used as an impound lot.
I'll move for discussion.
Yeah.
Second.
So, is there,
so what's going to be impounded there? I mean, what?
Well, police, the sheriff's
going to use it. Confiscated cars and things like that. Okay.
And there's a need to move the current impound lot to a new location. And there's a capital project in the capital plan to do that. The original capital project called for it to be on lands adjacent to the jail. This is where the school buses were parked alongside the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be in part a sheriff's department compound yard, and in part will be a place that DPW can house surplus equipment for auction.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or even part of our pool fleet, right? I mean,
yes.
It's next to Central Auto.
And it's next to Central Auto, which is that's who gets the equipment ready for auction.
Yeah, correct. Right. Right. Right.
An electric charging station.
Yes.
Right now our equipment is all over the place and in the way. So
put it on a trailer.
Sure.
A mobile EV charging station. I love that.
A portable drop down line from the high tension wires. So go right over to the top of it.
I think we're ready to call the vote too.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Resolution 544, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to amend an agreement with the New York State Unified Court System. Hear a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Open for discussion? Mr. Jackson?
Don, this is a financial.
Oh, it's Don, okay.
Contract, right, for what we call 686 funding that we get through New York State. So the general maintenance of the court system here in the county, they reimburse us for our operating dollars.
Oh, okay.
So this is a reimbursement.
Yeah.
Oh.
Reimbursement's good. We'll take. We spent a lot of money tonight. We need to get some back.
We have to spend this one first.
We spend this one first. We did spend a lot of money tonight.
We did.
Well.
Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Next resolution, 572. Authorizing the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county with Land V-scape Inc., known as, oh, this is fun to say, Nikki Diggs Excavation. I hear a motion.
So move it.
And second, Manna. Any discussion? I'm sorry,
contract
I only cut
for DeWitt Lake Road, the capital that we just approved. This is the contractor for DeWitt Lake Road project.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. Pass that on. Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. There's a lot here, Tracy.
Okay, just three more. That's a full one.
Should we, well, everybody's here.
It's okay.
Okay. Resolution 573, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county with Dutchess Tekon Industries, Inc. Do I have your motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? The various buildings.
HVAC for
a general maintenance contract for HVAC units at various county buildings.
You should let them know about this.
I just want.
Yeah. Noted. We'll be on.
Okay, thank you.
Is it in the budget?
Yeah, if it's in the budget. Commissioner's
here. No, our deputy commissioner has already been aware of it.
Okay.
Is he up there fixing it? Okay. All right. If there's no further discussion, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I will be abstaining.
You will be abstaining. Because, or we don't need to ask that here?
Yeah. You can if you want. My company designed the system.
Oh.
Did they do a good job?
We'll find out.
Better than the one that's existing.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. Resolution 574, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county with Safeco Alarm Systems, Inc. Do I hear a motion?
I'll move it.
Second. I'll second.
Second. We have any questions?
I just
want to. Alarm monitoring and maintenance contract.
I just want to make a comment about alarm systems. I don't know if this is true in any of the Ulster County buildings, but my employer has an alarm that is outrageously loud and a danger to the employees. If it's accidentally triggered and somebody's in the building, part of my hearing loss was caused by that. And so I just want to bring that out and make sure that that's not a danger to any of your employees.
I don't know if the decibels are reach a level if you were standing right next to them. I mean, it's loud because we have an obligation to get both our employees and the public out. The alarms, especially the fire alarms, are, you know, the sirens are out in the hallways, and when you're right under them, they're loud. I stand next to them during the fire drills and watch everybody go out, and they are quite loud, but I think that they're at a level that's safe. Safety's inspected them. I believe they're at a safe level. We can double check that, but again, we have to measure getting everybody out and make sure they're loud enough, but also, you know, our employees hearing. So
if you're going to be right by them, you might keep earplugs in your pocket. I'm serious. It really can be a very dangerous situation. I was sort of stuck and I couldn't get away from it.
Gotcha.
Sorry about that.
No.
So is there any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you. So there's two here, but did we have Sunny?
No, no, no. That's the last one. 575. It's one big one. I just put that on it because it was too fast.
Because there's so much.
Yeah,
okay, I'm going to keep it right on there. Resolution number 575. Approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county with Motorola Solutions, Inc.
Moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, this is the proposal by Motorola for the countywide radio system.
Any other questions on it? I mean, it's extensive. Chair Barkow?
How many did you put it out to bid, and how many people responded?
We did not put it out to bid.
Any other questions?
Now, I mean, I don't know if there's any other vendors that can do this work. I mean, maybe, but
yeah,
I'm not sure if
there's a couple other vendors, right? But Motorola is our current vendor. They've just done a good job for the course of time since we've had a radio system, and they're on state bid, so it's an upgrade to the current system.
This proposal, I mean, this capital project originally was slated in the capital program for $20 million. All said and done, we anticipate that this could be 10, 11.
This could be 10, 11, and with grant funding, it could be much less than that.
That is good to hear.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was my next
part
question.
Part of that is upgrading, using the same vendor and upgrading the fence.
So it might not be on time, but it's way under budget.
It's way under budget.
Okay.
Way under budget with the capital project shows, yes.
Legislator Nolan?
No, that's fine. Do we have potential grant sources in sight?
We do. The New York State Interoperable Emergency Communications Grant. We have formula grants that have already been received by the county, and about $1.9 million within the capital project. And then there's a targeted program within that, within the entire interoperable communications plan, that we're budgeted for $6 million. Which would go towards the equipment that's in this proposal. So that number could drop significantly.
Yeah, there's a big number here, so it's good to hear.
Yeah.
It's important that we have it, so even if that were not the case, I think we have to kind of swallow, but I'm very happy to hear that you after those monies to help us out.
Yes.
Thank you. Any other questions? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Did you have another question? Okay. Did you want to address this under new or old, or
I was just here to give a quick capital update. We're finalizing the roof projects, current phase of the roof projects right now. The snow, we actually got the Burroughs roof done, DeWitt Library roof done. We're moving on to Vanderland Skylight now.
Okay.
So we're proceeding ahead of schedule on those, and I just didn't know if there were any questions on tonight's budget resolution for SUNY Capital.
I mean, the county will be doing an overall solar assessment,
yep.
So
yep.
And that you are planning
Absolutely.
On being included in, okay.
Yep. And the roof, we did a solar ready roof for Hardenberg,
okay.
And we're looking with Dazney for solar ready for potentially the gym.
Mm.
We just have to see if that will obviously sustain it.
Oh, that's so good to hear.
Yeah.
Big surface area there, but also big weight.
Big weight, right.
Without as
potential.
Much
without as much
suspension.
Mid-structure.
Yeah.
Huh. Yay.
That sounds great, Jim.
Wow.
Thank you.
Before we adjourn, I only have one more question under new business. Maybe Tom can help me with this. Mark left. I had a conversation with Mark a while ago about it. I don't even remember the conversation. What is the chances of this upcoming summer that there will be lifeguards at Sojourner Truth Park on Ulster Landing Road in the town of Sawbees? This year, I got multiple phone calls from people who were upset that it's such a beautiful facility down there, and they go down there with their young families when school's out, especially the ones, obviously, that don't have a swimming pool, and they can't go in the water. Is there anything?
Yes. So the summer of 2018, we were not able to get any lifeguards.
Okay.
We got one and then he left.
Okay.
In the middle of this summer, I proposed that we increase the rate of pay for the park lifeguards because they require an additional certificate for waterfront.
That's what I was told. I never
right.
knew that.
So we couldn't have any lifeguards, for instance, that were at the pool, just go up and
I understand.
Do the park. So we created a higher pay scale
okay.
for differing
and hopefully that'll attract.
And we did get somebody.
Yeah, good.
But it was only one and he wasn't
you
there.
You need two down there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one at a time is enough, but you still, in order to cover
coverage.
The hours,
yeah.
you need more than one.
Yeah.
So we think we'll be in better shape this coming
great.
Year.
Great, great. That's great news because these people really want you. And I just want the rest of the committee to know. Maybe you did know. I didn't know. Like at the Hudson River for a place like St. Jude or Truth Park, you have to have lifeguards there with this, and you correct me if I'm wrong,
right.
with the same qualification as the lifeguards are like at the ocean with Jersey Shore. I never knew that. I didn't know that you had to be that
waterfront.
They had to be that qualified.
And to be honest with you, what we might need to consider
mm-hmm.
is if we have an ample number of lifeguards,
yeah.
maybe to provide them with the training for mm-hmm. the waterfront.
Right, great.
So that we can get them.
So it is being looked at closely
yeah,
for
we,
next
we
year, possibly.
We definitely want lifeguards. We get the calls too.
Yeah.
And we're very unhappy that
yep.
people, we have a park. We have.
And it's a beautiful park
down
there.
Taxpayer money invested in a park.
Yeah. So much to do, and they can't go in the water.
And we fall short because we don't pay lifeguards.
Right. Well, thank you. I'm glad that you're looking into it.
Here we are.
That's all I have.
Legislative Green?
Yeah, I just want to bring up that if people are swimming in the Hudson River, and maybe the lifeguards should pass this information on, in the upper Hudson, you really shouldn't swim,
right.
even with the cleanup. But they're just now evaluating the lower Hudson, and it's not to the point where you shouldn't swim, but maybe we ought to think about putting a shower at that park, because you really should, if you're in the Hudson, you should wash that sediment off. There's relatively little in the water column, but
the
sediment is
yeah.
not at anywhere near as contaminated as was in the upper Hudson, but it has washed down, and Kingston to Poughkeepsie tends to be higher than other places. It just has to do with the
hydrogeology,
geomorphology, or whatever it is.
Fluvial.
But it is a good idea, and you might consider that to be part of their training, because
okay.
the other places tend not to be Hudson River. You know, if you're swimming in a pool or you're swimming in a lake or a stream, but in the Hudson, that is
okay.
still an issue. Just came back from a 3-hour meeting where they're still figuring out the details of Hudson River PCP. Thank you for humoring me.
I'll add on to that. I was having a similar concern, but it also is true that it's better if people shower before they go into a water body because of all the oils and ointments that we carry on us and a lot of makeup that people are wearing makeup. So if there is a water source there, I think that would be a nice capital project to put in and educate people.
I'd like to thank you all for being here. I know it was a long night. I appreciate you being out. I'm going to take other looks, so personally I'll reach out
yeah,
to you
let me know.
About
absolutely.
Yeah.
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I heard
okay.
solar ready roofs.
Woo-hoo!
Man is set.
yeah, now we're
Made
good.
Happy
yeah.
for Christmas.
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Okay.
I'll second it.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourning the
Happy
meeting.
Holidays,
Happy holidays to you too.
That was quick.
Yeah.